This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Pharisees and other Jewish leaders were often critical of our Lord's message and methods. They resented His associating with publicans and sinners. They did not understand the reason Jesus came to this earth. They apparently wanted Him to be a military hero and remove the Roman yoke from their necks. Because they did not accept Him as their Messiah, they opposed Jesus and the work He came to accomplish. Jesus urged them to go and learn what Hosea meant when he wrote, "I will have mercy and not sacrifice." He then explained to the Pharisees, "For I have come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Matthew 9:13. There is also the need in our day for an understanding of our Lord's mission. Jesus appealed to the downtrodden, the disenfranchised, the discouraged, and the sinful. These were the people who most often recognized their need for a Savior. Many of the scribes and Pharisees were self-righteous. They needed a Savior, just like other people, but they did not recognize it. They should have remembered the words of King Solomon, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." Proverbs 16:18. The Pharisees needed to humble themselves before the mighty hand of God, that He might lift them up. 1 Peter 5:6. So long as the Pharisees trusted in their own goodness, there was no possibility of their turning to God to be forgiven. In this context, Jesus does not specifically accuse the Pharisees of self-righteousness, but there is no doubt of their guilt. Were Jesus and the apostles guilty of anti-Semitism, as radical theologians like John Shelby Spong claim? The truth is that both Jesus and the apostles did all within their power to bring the Jews into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. I think especially of Paul's letter to the Romans. "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal toward God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God." Romans 10:1-3. How absolutely inexcusable for anyone to accuse Jesus and the apostles of anti-Semitism. Jesus gave His life that both Jews and Gentiles might be forgiven of their sins and added to the Lord's church. In the words of a song from Fiddler on the Roof, "If that is not love, what is?" The greatest blessing men can know is to be called to repentance. The word repentance involves changing one's mind with a resultant change in behavior. But I have doubts that the word in this verse refers only to a change of mind resulting in a change of life. Jesus seems to be using the term as a synonym of the entire conversion process. I'm convinced the word repentance is used to refer to all Cornelius had to do to become a Christian. After Cornelius had been converted, there were some Jews who demanded an explanation from the Apostle Peter. The Apostle told them exactly what occurred. "Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how that He said, 'John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' For as much then as He gave them," the Gentiles, "the like gift as He did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God?" Now please listen carefully to the reaction of the Jews who had questioned the events in Caesarea. "When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, 'Then has God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life.'" Acts 11:16-18. Repentance does not mean just changing their minds, but the entire change of life. In other words, it means conversion to Christ. How does God lead man to repentance? Godly sorrow is among the ways. If you're not a Christian, will you not repent and obey the gospel today? Thank you, and may God bless you.